Good afternoon, everyone. I warmly welcome you all for my presentation on preliminary nitrate and dissolved phosphorus removal from a saturated buffer in Illinois. Without further ado, let's move on. Okay, let's start with a brief introduction. Why it is important? Artificial subsurface drainage systems have been in use for over 150 years in the Mississippi River Basin. The primary purpose of this system is to improve crop production while quickly removing the excess water in the root zone to avoid any water stress in the plant. Nutrient removal with this water is a major concern throughout the Midwest. So, nitrogen and phosphorus are the most common and most discussed nutrients that move with the tile drain water. This figure shows the state mass share of these nutrients that of the 31 states in the Mississippi River Basin that contribute to the Gulf of Mexico. 9 states out of that contribute more than 75% of NNP to Gulf of Mexico, but only involve third of drainage area. Only Illinois here contributes more than 10% of nitrogen and phosphorus to the Gulf. So as we all know, these all nutrients end up in Gulf of Mexico and create large dead zones. So, year 2017 recorded the largest area that measured of this dead zone since its mapping began in 1985. So, the first step of reducing this nutrient removal through the water starts from the within the field. The agronomy practices such as nitrate timing, fertilizer timing and rate, and crop practices like crops, and also in-depth in-field and our edge of field practices are also being developed with the controlled drainage system. Illinois is one of the 12 states in the Mississippi River Basin to develop state-based nutrient strategy. However, these two practices were yet to be included in the state nutrient strategy. The overall idea of my project is to demonstrate and evaluate the effectiveness of a fairly new conservation practices known as saturated buffers, and to show how effective they are. So what is a saturated buffer? Saturated buffer is a modification of the edge of field drainage system that allows drainage water to flow as shallow groundwater through a buffer soil. I think many of you know what the saturated buffer is, but for those who don't know, I will briefly explain what it is. Saturated buffer system works diverting tile flow into the subsoil of a buffer area and let it flow as shallow groundwater to a nearby receiving body such as a ditch or a stream. And the nutrient removal is happening either by plant uptake or denitrification. A typical saturated buffer needs to be about 10 meter in width and need to be have a well-established vegetation, and they recommend it if you have a elevation change about 0.5 meters would be great, and the typical length would be 100 meters. If you have a large tile taking your water out from your field, and typically this length would be greater. So this is our site information in state of Illinois, Knox County, near the township of Galesburg, about 170 miles northwest the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, and we have a drainage area, a field about 25 acres that drains through a 6-inch tile outlet to this field, to this stream right there. This field was under corn soybean rotation and under no-till management. The buffer sites, this is the aerial photography of the buffer site. And buffer site was established in 1997 as a CRP. The saturated buffer installed in 2016, and this is where the control structure is. And the buffer width is about 34 meters, and the lateral length is about 300 meters. This section is about 200 meters, and this section is about roughly 90 meters. So this is our elevation change. It's like 0.5 to 0.75 meter elevation change throughout the buffer. And this is our monitoring well layout. We have 4 transects of monitoring well layouts, each having 4 wells in it. and we named it A, B, C, and D. B, C, D is about 60 meters away from each other from the control structure, and A is about 40 meters away from the control structure. So this is our typical monitoring well layout cross section. As you see, well 1, 2, 3, and the control structure is spaced between 5 meters each, and the control structure depth is about 1.4 meters. Average well depth is about 1.5 meters. This is our monitoring well profile. We follow the NRCS recommendations and regulations while installing our monitoring wells, and each well has a pressure transducer inside of it. And our pressure transducers are in all of our control structures and adjacent stream. So what data do we have so far? Let's start with precipitation. So by 13th of August, we finished all our installation of the wells. By 19th of August, we deployed all of our pressure transducers. So when we were installing the pressure transducers, out of 16 wells, 12 wells had water, but we didn't sample this water. We drain out as much as we can from the wells. So our sampling frequency is once a month. Since then we had two sampling events. Unfortunately, we didn't have any water to sample throughout this period because of the dry weather in the September. Month of September yielded about 1.8 millimeters cumulative precipitation. The good news is, even though it's small water content, the monitoring wells are responding to the pressure transducers. Transect B had the better response from all the transects, and this is the point where we drain out all the wells and deployed our pressure transducers. Once we drain out the wells, you see there is still recharge, and after a couple of rain events, you could see this peak over here. This is a 1-inch rainfall event, and you could see there is about 5 to 7 days lag to show this peak in there. And during the drier season, you see that the trend of reducing the water content in the profile. This is not the flow through the saturated buffer, like through the laterals. This is just the groundwater that we are sampling. At this time, the control structure was completely dry and there was no flow at all. And transect C showed the similar pattern, and as you see, this is there's the peak after several days of lag. And we did also measure the water level in the stream. As you see, the stream was completely dry throughout the period, but stream did respond very quickly to a 1-inch rainfall event. And I plotted this. The well C1 here, you see that the lag of delay from this rainfall event. We have data up to this point of our pressure transducers, and you see month of October start with a 2.5 inch rainfall, and it's interesting to see how the data behave from this point onwards. The conclusions that we have right now: the monitoring wells are responding to the rainfall, and pressure transducers are effective in tracking real-time water level inside monitoring wells, and many other information we can obtain many other information from that. By next year, this time I would have a lot of nitrate and phosphorus data to share with you guys. Unfortunately, we had a very bad dry season, which we couldn't get any water sample. With that, I would like to convey my special thanks to all the people who helped make this project a success. And thank you for your time, and thank you for kind attention.
Thank you, Chandni, for presenting early results. Was there a question? We have some time.
So how deep is your tile drain line?
Sorry?
How deep tile drain line is installed?
In feet is 4 feet. Of it, yeah.
And control structure is also
like connected. Yeah, same. Okay. Sorry for the conversion of the units. So yes.
So I take it you're gonna measure your nutrients in the wells, right?
Yes.
Do you have any plans to do what's what's happening in the stream itself?
That's not part of the plan, but we, as once we start having flow, we will take the water samples from both upstream and downstream, but I would say it won't affect much at all, because the stream, the nearby other fields also contributing to the stream,
so we won't control that effect.
So, but it's nice to look at that, but before we take any samples, definitely we will take samples. Yes, thanks.
Title suggested you included phosphorus. You're expecting to see maybe some impact on phosphorus, which is what attracted me to the presentation. So I'll be looking forward to your data.
Yes.
What are you thinking about the mechanism for phosphorus?
Based on the literature that I have reading so far, I would say it would be the plant uptake. So, but it will be really nice to see how this phosphorus move with the soil when the soil is saturated, but it's another research topic. But yeah.
Yes. Did you measure the resident time of the water at the saturation? I mean, how long did this take before to get out to the stream?
No, we didn't measure that.
Are you going to measure the greenhouse gas emission from that saturation?
Yes, that. Not in my project, but in the future it will be a project, because we just finished setting up the site. So we are looking forward, our wells will respond.